落花生，许地山。我们屋后有半亩细地，母亲说让它荒芜着怪可惜嘞，既然你们那么爱吃花生，就替它来做花生园呗。我们几姐弟和几个小丫头都很喜欢，买种的买种，动土的动土，灌园的灌园，过不了几个月居然收获了。妈妈说今晚我们可以做一个收获节，也请你们爹爹来尝尝我们的新花生如何。我们都答应了，母亲把花生做成好几样的食品，还吩咐这节期要在园里的茅亭举行。那晚上天色不大好，可是爹爹也来到了，实在是很难得。爹爹说你们爱吃花生吗？我们都争着答应爱。谁能把花生的好处说出来？姐姐说花生的气味很美。哥哥说花生可以治疗。我说无论何等人都可以用贱价买它来吃，都喜欢吃它，这就是它的好处了。爹爹说花生的用处固然很多，但有一样啊是很珍贵的，这小小的豆不像那好看的苹果、桃子、石榴，把它们的果实悬在枝上，鲜红嫩绿的颜色令人遗忘而发生羡慕的心。他呀只把果子埋在地里，等到成熟才容人把它挖出来。你们偶然看见一颗花生瑟缩地长在地上，不能立刻辨出它有没有果实，非得等你接触它才知道呢。我们都说是的是的，母亲也点点头。爹爹接着说所以啊你们要像花生，因为它是有用的，不是伟大好看的东西。我说那么人要做有用的人，不要做伟大体面的人了。爹爹说这就是我对你们的希望。我们谈到夜阑才散，所有花生食品虽然没有了，然而父亲的话现在还印在我的心板上。
Peanuts, 许地山。Behind our house, there lay half a mu of vacant land. Mother sighed, "It's a pity to let it lie waste. Since you all like to eat peanuts so very much, why not plant some here?" That exhilarated our children.And our servant girls as well. And soon, we started buying seeds, plowing the land and watering the plants. We gathered in a good harvest just after a couple of months. Mother sighed, "How about giving a party this evening to celebrate the harvest?And inviting your daddy to have a taste of our newly harvested peanuts." We all agreed. Mother made quite a few varieties of goodies out of the peanuts and told us that the party would be held in the thatched pavilion on the peanut plot. It looked like rain. That's the evening. Yet, to our great joy, Father came nevertheless.
Do you like peanuts?
Asked Father. Yes, we do. We wait in giving the answer.
Which of you could name the good things in peanuts?
Peanuts taste good, said my elder sister.
Peanuts produce edible oil, said my elder brother.
Peanuts are so cheap, said I, that anyone can afford to eat them.
Peanuts are everyone's favorite. That's why we call peanuts good.
It's true that peanuts have many uses, said Father. But they are most beloved in one respect.
Unlike nice-looking apples, peaches, and pomegranates, which hung their fruit on branches and win people's admiration with their brilliant colors. Tiny little peanuts bury themselves in the earth and remain underground until they are ripe. When you come upon a peanut plant lying curly up on the ground, you can never immediately tell whether or not it bears any nuts until you touch them.
That's true, we sighed in unison. Mother also nodded.
So you must take after peanuts, Father continued.
Because they are useful, though not great, and nice looking.
Then you mean one should be useful rather than great and nice looking, I said.
That's what I expect of you, Father concluded.
We kept chatting until the party broke up late at night. Today, though nothing is left of the goodies made of peanuts, Father's words remain engraved in my mind.